Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Simpin' After Dark. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza. I'm back again to talk about music and feelings, lyrics. This is going to be a fun episode. It's another solo episode, by the way. So I'm going to be talking about a bunch of random stuff. General theme is going to be men, specifically from my point of view, kind of lacking emotional intelligence or lacking the ability to pick up on social cues with women. You all know like those dudes that, you know, you talk to them and you're just being nice and then they think you love them. This is actually science. Like, guys are just not as good at picking up on those cues as women are. So we're going to address that. And I'm also going to be talking about a tweet that kind of went viral this last week. A guy posted pictures with a girl talking about let's normalize friendship dates, and it was like a whole thing. Everyone was responding to it. I responded as well on the Simpin' After Dark Twitter account. Or I quote tweeted it. I'll let you guys know my opinion when we get to that later. Then I have like some random articles about like how to tell if a girl likes you, or 7 obvious signs she's into you, or all that. And then I'm going to be answering some questions that maybe some of you have asked me to talk about. So stick around. It's going to be a fun one for sure. Today I am talking about a song called Hit Me Up by Numi. It came out in 2018. I've actually been wanting to do the song for a while now. What it's about is a girl goes to hang out with the guy. He asks her to hang out and she kind of lets him know off the bat, like, all right, we're just doing this as friends, you know, right? And then he kind of takes it the wrong way. So she's just kind of like going off on him. It's pretty funny, actually, the lyrics. The first few times I heard it, I didn't realize like what it was about, just because like the chorus is just like, hit me up, like, you've been on my mind, you know, shit like that. But then once you like actually listen, it's like, oh, she's like dissing this dude. It's pretty hilarious. She's funny. She has some newer music, but this is still like my favorite one. I think I've mentioned that before. It's like usually when you discover an artist, whatever song you found them with ends up being like your favorite one. It's kind of hard to top. Not with everyone, but with her for sure. But go check her out. Let me go ahead and play a clip of that song, actually.
You're gonna be back in town next week. I didn't dress up big for my own deal and went straight home.
I told you, that's hilarious. She said, when did I say I was interested? I'm a picky little fucker. Ooh, yeah, that probably hurts if you were the guy she wrote this song about. I wonder if it's based on real shit. That has got to suck to be like the dude that this song is about. Let's get into it. So it starts off, said we should hang out. I said, as friends, I'm going to be real. Nothing going to happen. Didn't get the memo. Next thing I know, everybody and they mama think we're talking. You approached me, asked if I was free, said you're going to be back in town next week. I didn't dress up, paid for my own meal, and went straight home thinking no big deal. So she like went above and beyond to like let it be known that this is not a date. We are not talking. Don't get any ideas. And this dude still like either he's really dumb and wasn't catching those hints, or he's just like a fucking menace, like one of those dudes that's like, yeah, I hit, even though he didn't. I don't know if it's just like a lack of self-esteem or what it is. I've never understood why guys feel the need to say that or like to lie about that. Like if you didn't hit, why are you saying you hit? It's really gross, actually. And those dudes deserve to get jumped. Like, let me find out. Hit me up and I'll jump these dudes for you. Which actually, it's pretty funny, too, because she talks about like she didn't get dressed up. Which kind of relates to that tweet, because the one I was talking about, I guess I can just bring it up now. We'll talk about it. So this dude, his Instagram handle is @BeTheMovement_. And right, like by his name, it also says IG is Terry_the_twins. So if you guys want to check out his IG. And he posted 4 pictures and it says, let's normalize friendship dates. And it's 2 very attractive people, like the guy and the girl. They both look really good. They're like clearly going out somewhere fancy. He's like in like a suit and she's in a dress with like a high slit, looking cute. And they're just like very flirty. Like the first picture there, she's like covering her face, like kind of shyly laughing. And he's smiling with his arm around her, but not touching her, you know, from the waist. Second picture, she's kind of like jumping on him from behind with like, you know, putting him in a headlock and their just mouths are like really big, open, smiling, like joking, you know. Third pic, they're like back to back with the little finger guns, Mr. and Mrs. Smith vibes. And then the last pic, it's a picture of her at dinner with like her wine and their food looks good. So yeah, everyone had a lot to say, and like why I'm bringing that up right now is because one of the responses, there was a few responses actually from guys and girls talking about like, oh yeah, that dress with the high slit, like that very much says like, let's just be friends. Like, oh, if she doesn't want this to be misconstrued, then why is she wearing that dress? Like, why are you dressed up like that? La, la, la. So I think it's interesting also that this song, she talks about like she didn't get dressed up. Because I don't think that should like determine if it's like a date or not, but it just shows how women are very aware of the fact that things can be perceived that way, where like if you go out of your way to get really dolled up and cute, that a guy might take it as like, oh, like she wants me, she's trying to look good for me. And like, yeah, maybe in some cases if it is a date, definitely. But if it's like a case like this where she doesn't want it to be a date, even if she did get dressed up, it doesn't mean that she wants you. Like if she explicitly already told you like nothing's gonna happen, we're going out as friends, like don't get it twisted just because she got cute. Like she just wants to be cute. Maybe she just doesn't want to like be looking ugly and raggedy, you know. Nobody wants to look dusty out here. Yeah, anyway, so she says she goes home thinking no big deal. And then the chorus, she talks about, hit me up, I've been up thinking about you all night long. That's why I thought, like, at first when I heard this song, I was like, oh, it's like a cute song. But I never realized the next lyrics were, he said. Yeah, so he's the one talking about, hit me up, I've been up thinking about you all night long, girl, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, what a date, I can't wait to see your face. Hit me up, bae, what's up? Okay, so she's like, all right, he needs to calm the fuck down. Clearly, like, she made a whole song about this, bro. Like, you need to slow down. Pick up on those cues. Who raised y'all? And this is when, like my favorite lyric. She says, when did I say I was interested? It's so fucking funny. Like, people just really need to be clear with each other because people do be getting it twisted. She says, I'm a picky little fucker when it comes to this. Soft-spoken, but you know I can get real pissed. Assume a role in my life, get dismissed. So now she's mad because, like, even going back to the first verse when she's talking about, like, now everyone and their mama think we're talking. Like, people are talking about it. Like, yeah, I would be fucking pissed too. And, like, that's a dilemma for girls because, like, you try to be nice to these dudes and they take it too far. You know, you give them a crumb and they try to just take too much. So sometimes you just got to be straight up and be a bitch, I guess. I don't know. It's embarrassing. So yeah, go listen to that so you can get a better context of what I'm talking about. So let's get back to what should we do first? This tweet or these lists? I'm going to do these lists. Because for this guy that the song was made about, like, he should have done a quick Google search. It's funny, all the articles you could find. Like, you can Google search anything. Like, whatever you're wondering. Like, you're not the only person who's wondered. Just go Google that shit. Or listen to Simp and After Dark podcast. I'd be talking about it. I'll find this shit for you. So there's one article. It's definitely going to be probably cringy. Who knows? Because the website is artofmanliness.com. Okay. That's weird. I don't really understand. What is this? Like a brand or something? I'm not going to look. Oh, they have a podcast. Interesting. All right. Art of Manliness. So I was cracking up because there's something on here when he's talking about, like, how to know if, like, she is or, like, is not into you. And they talk about the Brad Pitt rule. And then they're like, oh, if you haven't heard about it, like, what? Is this a known thing, the Brad Pitt rule? So I continued to read. So they're saying, let's say you're on the fence as to whether or not a woman is interested in you. Maybe there's a woman in one of your classes you'd like to take on a date. She flirts with you or you think she flirts with you. She hasn't given you any signals she's not down, but you're not really sure how she feels. So in that case, ask her out, blah, 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 and follow the Brad Pitt rule. If she says yes, okay, then she probably likes you, you know, or she's at least open. If she says no, you got to determine if she's interested in you or not. So, like, you have to be like, okay, if it was Brad Pitt, would she have used the same excuse to turn me down? Like, what? First of all, you're not Brad Pitt, which they do say this. But what was weird was he's like, okay, if she said no because she has to study tonight, or she has to study, or she's going to the movies with her friends that night, would she say that to Brad Pitt? No, probably not. Like, if a girl likes you, she'll cancel all her plans to hang out with you, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I agree with that to an extent. Yes, if a girl likes you, she will probably work her shit out so that she can spend time with you. Whereas if it's a dude and you ask a girl out and she's not interested in you, she's just going to be like, nah, like, I'm busy tonight, without, like, further explanation as to why not. Like, she might give you a weak excuse, and she's probably just not going to be like, oh, but what about this day? You know, if she doesn't do that, then she's definitely not fucking with you. But what was funny to me is that he's saying, like, if she has to study, that's not a valid, like, reason. I mean, definitely for Brad Pitt, maybe somebody might cancel studying, but, like, since y'all are not Brad Pitt, studying's pretty important. Education, a test, I don't know, that's pretty not a good rule for me. I don't know. And, like, if she has plans with her friends and it's, like, the first time you asked her out, some girls value their friendships and they're not just gonna cancel on their homegirls because of a dude. But that's where, like, I'm like, maybe, because if she really fucks with you, then yes, maybe.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So let's go to another list here. This one is titled seven obvious signs she likes you and not just being nice. Because this is one that some men have trouble deciphering. Like, is she just being nice to me or does she like me? Probably she's just being nice to you. I don't know. I just, as a woman, I feel like I can tell when, like, a dude would be down. Like, I'm not going to confuse niceness with, like, being down, you know? And I don't know if that's because maybe... are men just down more often? I have no idea. But the first one is she's always available to meet you. That's kind of true. I could agree with that because, like I said, if she doesn't fuck with you, she's going to make up all the excuses. So if she's like, yeah, like, oh, we're canceling or we can't, but, like, what about next Monday or this weekend or blah, 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 or, like, when you're hanging out, like, you're already making plans for the next time, that's a good sign. Like, if you're hanging out, it's, like, the first date, and, like, you're trying to make plans for, like, a future date and she just kind of brushes it off, then, like, take that hint. I'm sorry, she's probably just not into you like that. Next one, she's responsive to messages. If she always responds quickly to your messages, she likes you. That I don't really agree with because, you know, some people have anxiety, and if you like someone and they write to you, like, maybe you're too scared to write back, so, like, you push it off. So this isn't gonna fly all the time, you know, but I could see why you would say that, because also if it's a dude you don't like, you're also gonna put that off because you don't want to fucking deal with that shit, unfortunately. It says, you see, most women understand the momentum is important when it comes to dating. If your relationship is not progressing, it's going backwards. Okay, that's a little much. I don't know. Like, if your relationship is not progressing, it's going backwards. I mean, maybe. Shit. At first, I was like, no, but maybe. Because if it's not progressing, like, you kind of, yeah, like, in terms of momentum, like, you're going to just not be feeling it anymore because it's like, okay, like, I thought you liked me. Like, why isn't this moving forward? Like, I'm over it because that's a waste of time. Like, a bitch got shit to do, you know? So I think, like, men, if you do feel like a girl is down for you, then just go for it. Like, literally, what do you have to lose? Like, girls are so used to, like, being asked all the time. Like, it's not going to be embarrassing or awkward if she turns you down. As long as, like, you don't keep pushing it. Because, like, if she's not down, then just let it go. Like, if she ever changes her mind, she'll come back to you. Like, she'll know that you're an option. I don't know if that sounds bad or fucked up. Sometimes the girl's just not into you, okay? At first, and maybe they change their mind later. She's engaged during conversations. Yeah, and, like, this can go for, like, even, like, social media or texting or in person, like, anything. Like, I just feel like you should be able to tell. Like, if you can't, then you probably shouldn't be in a relationship. Like, you should read some books about emotional intelligence. Because shit's not cute when a man can't keep a conversation with a girl. Because if you're interested, then you should be keeping that conversation going, you know? Don't make the girl, like, do all that. Mm-mm. She touches you. Yeah, we all kind of know that one. But... like everything, you just got to be, like, smart enough to, like, interpret when it does mean that and when it doesn't. That's all I'm saying. And then they say she reaches out first. If you're looking for a dead giveaway sign that she likes you, it doesn't come any more obvious than her reaching out first via text, phone call, email, Instagram, blah, 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 blah. Definitely. Like, if a girl's comfortable enough, like, hitting you up first, she's probably into you. Unless it's been, like, stated that it's, like, you're just friends. Which kind of brings me to something else that I wanted to bring up. I did a poll last week asking, or it was a tweet, it was a screenshot of a tweet by Hope underscore Black 7. And then it says in quotation marks, "I'm not ready for a relationship." And then it says, "The with you is always silent." Yeah, so basically she's just kind of saying, usually when people say that they're not ready for a relationship, like, they're lying. They want a relationship, just not with you. And they don't want to be mean and crush your heart. So they're not going to say that part. I kind of agreed at first. But I don't know. So I did a poll because I was like, I want to know what you guys think. And 69% of you guys did agree. The other 31% said not always. And I had to throw the not always in there just for, like, you know, there's always an exception to the rule. I can see that. But I think 70-30 kind of says it, you know, like, usually the with you is silent. There are times, I think, when people just maybe aren't ready. But I think they will still try to keep you around if they're like, maybe there is potential. They can't do it right now, but they see potential with you. Like, if they tell you, "I'm not ready for a relationship," it's not that the with you is silent in that case. It's just that they really aren't. So, like, they'll probably try to keep you around. I'm just saying. And to the men that can't take a hint, that, like, keep asking girls out, doing all that, and, like, she keeps shutting you down, like, what's wrong with you? Y'all literally have no shame. That shit is literally mind-boggling. Or, like, those dudes that, like, think it's cute to, like, hop from DM to DM when it's girls that you know each other. What are you, like, are you dead ass? Like, you think that would work? Like, they've all shut you down and you think one day one of them's going to change their mind and that's not going to be weird, being that you tried to get out all the other girls in the circle? Why do you think that's okay? Like, on what planet would that work out for you? Do you think these things through? Because there are so many men like this and I'm just genuinely, like, perplexed as fuck. Blows my fucking mind. Seek help. Do better, please. When I get merch, I'm gonna have something that says "do better," because a lot of y'all need to hear that. All right, so then I also wanted to answer a question that somebody had asked me to talk about, or not really answer a question, or yeah, she asked me a question. I'm not gonna say her name just because I don't know if she wants to be anonymous, because if I say her name, this might out her. But shout out to you, girl. You know who this is because you hit me up. And thank you for listening and being a supporter. You a real one. So she hit me up asking, can we talk about the subject? Like, when is it too early to say I love you? And if it's really necessary to say it every day? This boy is a fast one, huh? And I replied, I was like, LOL, like, yeah, some dudes are like that. They can't help themselves. But yeah, that's a good topic for sure. I'll add it to the list. This was back in, like, March. So I'm finally going to talk about that because I do feel a way about it. There are kind of different angles I can go about that with. I guess I'll start off with saying, like, when is it too early? That's rough because if it was up to me, like, I don't think I would ever say it. Like, I will wait forever to say it because I don't ever want to be the first one. But I also get, like, freaked out if guys do say it too early. Like, I've had, like, with my last couple relationships, like, dudes where it started off like, oh, we want nothing serious. And then they both end up being like, I love you, like, really early, or, like, be my girlfriend, like, a month in. I'm like, whoa. Like, are you idealizing me? Or, like, how do you know, like, you fuck with me like that already? I don't know. It's a little scary, but then at the same time, I'm like, I guess when you know, you know. I don't know, but, like, I don't think you should feel pressure to say it back if you don't feel it right away. And if they really actually fuck with you, like if they actually love you like that, then they'll understand and they will want to wait for you until you feel comfortable enough to say that, you know, because like you shouldn't lie if you don't mean it. Yeah, as far as too soon, I don't know. I would have said before that like a month is too soon, but I've had dudes tell me like a month in. And if I fuck with them like that, then it doesn't freak me out as much. Like I'm like, okay, but you know, you got to gauge it. It's all like you would need more context, but I think you'll know. I think as long as you like them, then maybe there is not really a set date on when it's too soon or not, because like really there is no actual marker to know when it's love or not. Like even if you maybe haven't accepted it in your head, maybe you are feeling it already. So like if somebody says it too early and you feel the same way, then you won't be freaked out about it, versus if you're not really feeling it and somebody says it too early, you're gonna be like, what the fuck, like chill bro. So it really depends on how much you fuck with the person. Like there is no like actual marker. It's not like one day like something lights up in your brain, like an actual light, and it's like, oh, I love him now. No, it's like more subconscious first. Like you feel it in your body, I think, and then you come to a realization. For me, it's usually all I realize I start kind of almost saying it out loud or like thinking it, and then I'm like, oh shit. And usually it does come kind of early. Like there really is like no set time. Like it's hard to distinguish between like that initial phase between love and lust. It's very blurred, and like infatuation, it's all blurred. But I don't know, I don't think real love can really be experienced until you're kind of older, because I've said I love you many times in my life, and like I don't think I really ever meant it up until I was like older and like my more serious relationships. Everything when I was younger was more infatuation looking back. Or like just lust, maybe. Like when I got my first boyfriend that had good dick game. Honestly, you think it's love and it's just you dickmatized. Yeah, so I do have a tweet for this though, to kind of take it a different angle. At Sunny Drip said, love is really just prioritization. Something makes your heart feel so fondly that you put that thing above others. So if you find yourself not prioritizing someone, perhaps it isn't love, but rather acceptance that they are there. So I think for your case, just kind of how you mentioned, like, is it necessary to say it every day? Like, this boy is a fast one. Like, I think if you really love someone, you want to hear it every day, but everyone's different. I mean, just depends on how you were raised growing up, like your love languages, like maybe like words of affirmation is not high on your list, so you don't want to hear it. For me personally, I love hearing it every day. Like I need reassurance. I love reassurance. So it really depends. But like if you're like, damn bro, like slow down, then talk to him. If you do love him, just let him know like it's maybe a little too much. And if you realize like maybe I don't fuck with him like that, then like don't like just feel like it's not okay, I guess, to just accept that they're there, like just because you're bored maybe, or like comfortable, or like he's cute when he's cool but like he's kind of annoying. Just be single. Like you're young. I think, I don't know how old you are, but I would tell anyone even my age, like I'm hitting 30 soon, and I just, if you're like forcing it with someone, that's a waste of time. That's wasted energy where you could be redirecting that towards yourself and like bettering yourself. And I think as long as you work on yourself, you'll attract someone that loves you as much as you love yourself. Like you won't accept anything less. So you also won't put up with like boring dudes or just dudes that are just not hitting the right way, not sex wise, but also sex wise, but not specifically, you know? Yeah, so that's what I got to say about that. Because love really is prioritization. It's work and like scheduling. It's like hanging out and like being like, all right, so when am I going to see you next time? Because if you're not planning when you're going to see each other next time, then it's like just up in the air. And kind of like that one article had said about like, if your love is not moving forward, it's moving backward, whatever the fuck it said. which at first I was like, huh? But like now I kind of agree, and like it kind of ties in with this, because if you're not moving forward in a relationship, it's kind of just a waste of time. Because like, what are you doing? I think especially the older you get, like if you're not trying to put them first, then do you even love them? And of course, that's, it's like first after like your goals, like your priorities, like careers. Your career obviously has to come first, because like if you and this person break up, like your career is still going to be there. So make sure that you got a good grip on that, because that's what's going to be there at the end of the day. Like, how are you getting your money? Like, what is fulfilling you emotionally, spiritually, all that, mentally? Like, what is doing that for you? Make sure that you have something outside of just your partner that's watering that, you know? But yeah, is it necessary to say it every day? No, but that's entirely up to you. If it's annoying to you, let them know. That's all you can do, is let someone know, just communicate. And that's why I wanted to do like this song, because it's like about, she can fucking communicate it to this dude, like, yo, we're just homies. And if you communicated, like, you did everything you could do. So from there, do what you've got to do, like cut it off or move on, whatever. All right, so now I can kind of get more into this viral tweet thread. It's good thread. There are so many great responses. I was like, oh, shit. I was like trying to screenshot shit. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just like open this whole thread. So I'm on Twitter right now, like looking at this shit. I explained the pictures. And there are levels, by the way. What I did not mention yet was that this girl is wearing a ring on her ring finger. So people saw that and they're like, what the hell? Like, a married woman is going out with a man taking pictures like this. Like, this looks like a fancy ass date. Like, y'all look dolled up as fuck. Like, you know, on 10. So it got cleared up that she's not married. She's like, oh, it's just a family ring or something like that. But what was really weird in the thread was all the men talking about, like, that's an L. That's an L. Like, oh, like, don't lie. Like, you want to fuck her, blah, blah, blah. Which is, I don't like that, because, you know, I may feel my way about like having best friends in a relationship, best friends of the opposite sex. I've stated how I feel about it, how I just feel like that's a very, like, the title best friend should be reserved for the person you're with if you really do fuck with them like that. Because if you're not dating someone who's your best friend, then why aren't you with your best friend, you know? Like, not to say that like you can't have people that were in your life before your partner that you can't continue to be friends with, but I feel like that title just gets bumped to like your girl now. So, or for girls to like your guy, you know? But if we're talking like a date like this, this is something else. Okay, let me backtrack. My brain's everywhere. So let me backtrack how I'm talking about how dudes were like, oh, you know, it's always popping down here. Downtown LA. Shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark always. Hopefully this car alarm shuts up soon. All right, I literally had to take like a little break because that alarm is going for a minute, but I am back. And real quick, also to my little Wild 7 spiel, shout out Wild 7 Studios. Go check out the Debbie and the Double trailer. And keep an eye out, the Wild 7 podcast. Some new episodes are coming out. We've been recording, so we got a bunch of good ones in the bag. So go follow them. Keep an eye out. And also, shout out to Monster and Ghost and Spencer for sending me cute little incense and a little incense holder. I'm so excited. They smell so good. I think this one was called Lights and Music. Music and Lights, I don't know. But there was another one, The Cure for Loneliness or something like that. It smells so good. It smells like a man, like man cologne. So ladies, go get yourself one if you are lonely. And you, oh my God, it just clicked for me. That's why it's called The Cure for Loneliness. Because if you a lonely bitch, light that up and it just smells like there's a man flying through your room. Yes, like I was saying. Yeah, so people were dragging her for what she was wearing, like blah, blah, blah. People were like screenshotting his crotch, like trying to talk about he has like a chub going on. Like, I'm not sure if it's just a friend, if you got a boner, dude. Which he doesn't. Like, chill out, everyone. Like, men and women should be allowed to have friends. Like, don't get it twisted and think that I'm like anti-friendships between men and women. Like, no, not at all. I have many male friends. It's just literally the aspect of the title, best friend, because I'm just like, y'all need to chill out. Like, that's a cute title. Like, I want that if I'm the girlfriend. That's for me. That's all I'm saying. Like, the fact that guys think it's like a L if a dude is going out with his homegirl to get some drinks and dinner. How is that an L? Like, if he genuinely enjoys her presence and, like, they like each other as friends, that's not an L. Like, just like the song, it was clearly communicated. They're just friends, so he knows what it is. He's not trying to say it's anything other than that. Literally, the only weird part was the name of it, friendship dates. He said, let's normalize friendship dates. Like, no, that's corny. Like, just call it hanging out, getting, like, no, we're not calling it friendship dates. I don't like that. It's stupid. No offense. But shout out to you for trying to normalize male-female relationships. The only thing that, like, I think people were freaking out about was because she has a ring and they're like, oh, hell no, blah, blah, blah. Which I agree. I said from Simping After Dark, I was like, hell no. If my man was like, oh, I'm going on a friendship date tonight, babe, with so-and-so, I'd be like, oh, what? A friendship date? And then he wants to take pictures like this where they're like goofing off and like choke holding and Mr. and Mrs. Smith in it and laughing all like, you know, no, what the fuck? No, like I would never do that and take pictures with a dude like that. I mean, everyone has different boundaries. Like, y'all can call me crazy and possessive, whatever, insecure. Call me what the fuck you want. Like, if you want your man to do this with his homegirl, let him do that. No one's stopping you. So, I don't know. Like, there was girls coming for me on my last post on TikTok. Not my last one. It was one where I was literally talking about, like, having a girl best friend or whatever. Talking about I'm insecure and internalized misogyny. Girl, fuck you. Like, no. Don't come at me crazy because then it's fuck you. Like, so many people came to me respectfully. We could talk respectfully. But if you want to come at me crazy, fuck you, bitch. Let your man go fucking do that then. No one's telling you he can't. This is my personal opinion. I literally said that in the caption. My personal opinion. Don't come for me. I'm not saying anything misogynistic. I'm just saying my opinion, bitch. Anyway, let people do what they want. It should be a conversation that you have when you get into a relationship with someone. Like, I told my boyfriend when I got with him, I was like, I'm a little jealous, like, whatever. I let him know and he was cool with it. But, like, I'm not fucking toxic about it, so whatever. I have my boundaries and I don't expect anything that I can't also, like, meet him at. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, you can't do this, but then I'm out here doing the same shit. That's hypocritical. I'm not a hypocrite. So as long as you ain't being a hypocrite, like, if you both can agree and, like, find a common ground and communicate about it honestly and respectfully, then you can disagree about whatever as long as you're respectfully communicating. Find that common ground, baby. That's all I'm saying. So if she was in a relationship or if she was married, I could see where it could be misconstrued and where, like, the husband or boyfriend might feel disrespected, or the girlfriend if he had one. I don't know if he does. He looks single. I hope he's single. I'd be pissed if my man took pictures like this with a girl. At Trizzy the Chef, though, did say, he had a funny tweet. I think I retweeted it. He said, do you call it a friendship date when you go somewhere with your homie? Didn't think so, brother. Secondly, if I'm going out with a female friend, my girl coming too. We all friends now. This is a sneaky ass generation. Yeah, I like that energy. That reminds me of when Alexa was on here for that same episode that I was talking about, where she said, like, if you got a girl and you're going, like, if you have a girlfriend, a guy has a girlfriend and then he has a girl best friend and y'all are going out, Alexa was like, invite me, like, I'll have fun, whatever we're doing, like, three peas in a pod. I agree, like, invite me. Like, I would feel so left out, like, especially because this is like a fancy ass date. So, like, if people are trying to do this while in a relationship, I hope you're doing this times 20 for your person. Because this is real fancy, so keep that energy. I'm guessing this is just for, like, bougie-ass people then, because I don't know. I ain't never seen some shit like this. I'm not saying guys and girls can't be friends, but there are levels. There are levels. But, yeah, a that's just how I feel. I feel like all my solo episodes, I just come on here and rant and scream at men and go off. Like, my Aries rising really hops out when I have my solo episodes. So, sorry, not sorry. I'm gonna do what I do. And I hope you guys appreciate it. I'm just being real. I'm being vulnerable. So, literally, I say this all the time. Don't come for me. Like, if you really feel a way, then start your own podcast. This is for the people that try to be fucking rude. Start your own fucking podcast. And you spew your personal fucking vulnerable ass opinions. Put yourself out there. How about that? Okay? That's what I thought. Anyway, once again, shout out to Wild 7 Studios in downtown LA. And a shout out to Monster Plus Ghost. Monster and Ghost? I don't know. I am so sorry, but I appreciate the incense dispenser. So you guys go follow them. I linked them in my story recently. I'll do it again. They're part of my cute little setup here at the front. So excited to have it. Yeah, keep DMing me. I appreciate all the people that are nice about everything. Like, even if you disagree, as long as you come respectfully, like, we're cool. I appreciate that. I appreciate respectful people. Okay. And like I always say, if it don't apply, let it fly. If any of this resonated with you, then good. I'm glad. I feel like I dropped some knowledge for some men. I don't know if like the men that do these things listen to this. I hope they do. I hope they do. Because like someone needs to tell them. Do they even care? I have no fucking idea. Because if you are that shameless, then you probably don't care. So maybe there's no cure for them. I don't know. But yeah, shout out to everyone, all the new listeners, all the day ones. Please continue to DM me or email me with any questions you have or topics you want me to talk about. I will talk about it. I love to talk about it. I love to give my opinion. That's why I do this. Yes. So we'll see you guys next time. Bye. Oh yeah, follow me on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Simpin' After Dark. You can follow my personal, Ash_Friday_, that's my IG. Sorry, I need like little cards, note cards to remember everything. My brain doesn't work all the time. All right, bye.